California Senate passes new law allowing casinos to sue cardrooms. The Tribal Nations Access to Justice Act was passed in a 32-2 vote by the California Senate, and pending Governor Newsom's signature, tribal casinos will now be able to sue cardrooms over the games they offer and whether or not they conflict with California Constitution. In California, tribal casinos have exclusive rights to offer house-banked casino games. If a cardroom is suspected of offering them, tribal casinos can sue them to determine if they are. California tribes secure legal victory. With this passage, California National Indian Gaming Association Chairman James Silva was thrilled, citing the 32-2 vote in their favor as a new day in California history in regard to the civil rights of this state's tribal nations. Quote, "For over a decade, California tribes have engaged in considerable efforts to defend our exclusive gaming rights guaranteed in the California Constitution. The Tribal Nations Access to Justice Act gives tribes access to justice that has been denied not only in this case but throughout California history." James Silva, California National Indian Gaming Association Chairman. "The issue tribal casinos had with these cardrooms is that they believed they were breaking state law, which granted them exclusivity over banked card games. In the California Constitution, it prohibits Nevada and New Jersey-style casino gaming. However, Indian American casinos in California believe that these cardrooms are hiring third-party Proposition Player Services, TPPPS, to act as the bank for the games, which they believe violates the law. If signed, tribal casinos will have a 3-month period during which they can sue, and payments for damages, attorney fees, and other fees will be barred. A lot of jobs might be on the line." According to the cardroom advocacy group California Gaming Association, this bill could cost 32,000 jobs, as cardrooms would need to downsize or shut down. Quote, "This bill will only throw government budgets into uncertainty and make a mockery of our judicial system. Weaponizing the legislative process so that one special interest group can try to drive out perceived competition is silly on its face." Statement. California Gaming Association.